Low temp vs. medium temp, design differences that matter. The practical design differences between low temperature freezer and medium temperature cooler refrigeration, saturated suction targets, compression ratio and compressor application, defrost method, oil return challenges, and why a low temp system is harder on everything, so you set up and service each correctly. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base, what it is. Commercial refrigeration splits into temperature classes, and the two you'll deal with constantly are medium temp coolers. Produce, dairy, deli, beverages, fresh meat and low temp freezers. Frozen food, ice cream, frozen storage, the line between them is roughly freezing. Medium temp boxes hold product above freezing, low temp boxes hold product well below freezing. That single difference cascades into almost every design and service decision. Suction pressure, which compressor, how it defrosts, how oil comes home, and how hard the whole system has to work. Get the class right in your head before you touch a system, because a freezer and a cooler that look similar are tuned and built very differently. How it works. Saturated suction temperature is the headline difference. To hold a box at a given product temperature, the evaporator has to run colder than the box. A medium temp cooler keeping product in the mid 30s degrees runs a coil saturating somewhere in the low to mid 20s degrees. A low temp freezer keeping product well below 0 degrees runs a coil saturating far colder, often around minus 20 degrees or lower. Everything downstream of that difference gets harder as you go colder. Compression ratio and compressor application. Compression ratio is roughly absolute discharge pressure divided by absolute suction pressure. A low temp system has a much lower suction pressure, colder saturated suction, but a similar discharge pressure, so its compression ratio is much higher than a medium temp system's. High compression ratio means hotter discharge, lower volumetric efficiency, harder mechanical duty, and more heat to deal with. That's why compressors are application rated. A compressor is labeled for low temp, medium temp, or high temp service. You don't put a medium temp compressor on a freezer. It isn't built for the ratio, the discharge temperature, or the low suction density. Very low temperatures well below typical single-stage freezer range move into two-stage/compound or cascade territory, because a single compressor can't efficiently or safely span that big a pressure ratio. Standard supermarket low temp is usually still single-stage, but the principle is why extreme cold goes multi-stage. Defrost. A medium temp coil runs below freezing too low 20s degrees saturated, so it does frost, but the box air is above freezing, so it can defrost with off-cycle warm air defrost, just stop cooling and let the box's own air melt the coil. A low-temp freezer box air is below freezing and can't melt its own coil, so freezers need active heat, electric or hot cast defrost, with heated drains and fan delays. Same physics, opposite defrost strategy, driven entirely by whether the box air can do the melting. Oil return. Low temp is brutal on oil. Colder oil is thicker, low temp systems have lower mass flow, low suction density, and the suction lines and risers have to keep vapor velocity high enough to drag oil home through the cold. Medium temp has warmer, thinner oil and higher mass flow, so oil return is more forgiving. That's why low temp piping suction risers, double risers, traps, velocity is fussier, and why superheat and velocity discipline matter more on a freezer. Strand the oil in a cold coil and you starve the compressor. Capacity and runtime. A given compressor produces less capacity at low temp conditions than at medium temp, because the suction vapor is much less dense. The compressor pumps a fixed volume, but moves less mass of refrigerant per stroke at low pressure. So low temp systems need more compressor for a given load and run harder. In the field, identify the class first. Product temperature and saturated suction tell you instantly. Above freezing product slash low 20s degrees saturated suction equals medium temp cooler. Below freezing product slash deeply negative saturated suction equals low temp freezer. That frames every reading. Match the compressor to the application. Confirm the compressor is rated for the temperature class. A mismatched compressor medium temp on a freezer overheats, loses capacity, and fails early. Expect the right defrost. Cooler equals off-cycle, no heaters, fans run through defrost. Freezer equals electric or hot cast with heated drain and fan delay. A freezer set to off-cycle ices up, a cooler with unnecessary electric heat wastes energy and overheats the box. Watch oil return harder on low temp. Verify positive compressor superheat, proper suction line velocity, and correct riser design. Low temp oil problems are usually piping slash velocity, not just charge. Read compression ratio in your head on low temp. High ratio equals high discharge temperature. Watch discharge temp And remember, low temp capacity is inherently lower. A freezer barely keeping up may be normal duty, or maybe a sign it's undersized slash struggling. Normal values and targets. Medium temp cooler. Product commonly in the mid-30s degrees. Saturated suction roughly in the low to mid-20s degrees. Off-cycle defrost. Warmer slash thinner oil, easier oil return. Lower compression ratio. Low temp freezer. Product well below 0 degrees. Saturated suction often around minus 20 degrees or lower. Electric or hot cast defrost with heated drains and fan delays. Cold slash thick oil. Demanding oil return. High compression ratio. Hotter discharge. Lower capacity per compressor. Compressor rating. Must match the class low slash medium slash high temp application rating. Extreme low temperatures move to two-stage slash cascade. Capacity derit. The same compressor yields less capacity at low temp suction conditions than at medium temp. Size accordingly. Representative. Exact suction targets follow the product, refrigerant, and design. Confirm against the equipment. Common faults and what they mean. Freezer iced up. Off-cycle defrost set. Wrong defrost for the class. A sub-freezing box can't melt its own coil. Needs electric slash hot gas. Misapply defrost strategy. Compressor running hot slash failing on a freezer. Possible misapplied compressor medium temp rating on low temp duty. High compression ratio with poor discharge cooling. Or low temp oil return problems overheating slash starving it. Verify application rating and oil return. Low temp box can't pull down slash barely keeps up. Could be normal high ratio low capacity if undersized. Or real fault. Low charge. Poor condensing high head raises ratio further. Oil logged in the coil. Or defrost not clearing the coil. Low temp has less margin. So problems show as won't hold temp. Oil starvation on low temp. Fine on medium temp. Low temp piping slash velocity slash riser issue. Cold thick oil plus low mass flow strands oil that a warmer medium temp system would have returned. A design slash velocity problem more than a charge problem. Medium temp coil frosting heavily. Even though it can off-cycle defrost. High infiltration door slash gasket. Open case can frost it faster than off-cycle clears. Not a needs electric defrost problem. A frost load problem. Tech tips and gotchas. Know the class before you read anything. A freezer and a cooler that look alike are tuned completely differently. Saturated suction. Defrost. Oil. Compressor. Reading a freezer against cooler expectations or vice versa makes a healthy system look broken. Compressors are application rated for a reason. Low temp duty is a higher compression ratio, hotter discharge, and lower suction density than medium temp. A medium temp compressor on a freezer overheats and dies. Always confirm the application rating matches the box. Defrost strategy follows the box air, not the coil. Both coils frost. Only the cooler's box air is warm enough to melt its coil off-cycle. Freezers must add heat. A freezer on off-cycle defrost will ice solid. A classic misapplication. Low temp is harder on oil. Treat it that way. Cold, thick oil plus low mass flow makes oil return a real engineering problem on freezers. Velocity, risers, traps, and positive compressor superheat all matter more. Many low temp compressor failures are really oil return failures. Low temp capacity is inherently lower. The same nameplate compressor moves less mass, less dense suction vapor at low temp conditions, so it makes less capacity and runs harder. A freezer working hard isn't automatically faulty, but it has less margin when something does go wrong. High head hurts low temp more. A condenser problem that raises discharge pressure pushes the already high low temp compression ratio even higher. Hotter discharge, worse efficiency, faster failure. Keep low temp condensing in check. Safety slash code notes. Low temp suction lines and surfaces are extremely cold. Frostbite risk. Protect skin on freezer service valves and lines. Misapplied or overworked low temp compressors run high discharge temperatures. Burn hazard and a failure risk. Respect compressor protection controls discharge temp. Oil. High slash low pressure and don't bypass them. Freezer defrost heaters and heated drains are electrical loads. Lock out and verify dead before servicing the evaporator. Refrigerant work on either class follows APA section 608. Recover, don't vent. Low temp systems and racks can hold large charges. Walk-in freezers must keep their interior safety release anti-entrapment functional. Never disable it during service.